The Guardian.
The fifth terminal at London's Heathrow Airport is open today by the Queen. The Guardian's transport correspondent, Dan Milmo, says the new £4.3 billion Terminal 5 will unleash a new era of cheap air travel.
Well, it's certainly going to contribute to it. What Terminal 5 coincides with is a deregulation of the airline market between the US and the European Union. And the most lucrative route in that market is New York to London Heathrow. So we're going to get those two events coming together at once. And if you talk to people in the industry, it is going to put pressure on fares.
Are there going to be anything else that's going to be driving prices down?
Well, it's a very competitive market anyway. What we're going to see with this deregulation of the market is 7,000 more seats per week coming onto the London to New York route. So when you've got extra capacity, and also a bit of a, you know, as we all know, economic weakness going on throughout the global economy, then that's going to push down fares even more as airlines try to keep up demand.
Now, you know, it's a bit of a historic day, really, for Heathrow today. This terminal was a long time coming, wasn't it?
Yes, it went through years, decades of planning rigmarole. So it's a major achievement for BAA because they're trying to drive through from now a second runway at Stansted and a third runway at Heathrow.
Well, yesterday, Dan, a man climbed over a security fence, ran onto the northern runway at Heathrow and dumped two rucksacks there. And this was the second breach of security at the airport in the last few weeks. Gordon Brown said yesterday that he was satisfied with security at Heathrow. Should we be?
Well, it's not ideal to have someone running onto the runway at Britain's premier airport. BAA have launched an investigation immediately. They are looking into how this happened. It would lead to pressure on airport operators to get more than just very tall perimeter fencing, which is what Heathrow has. I think what you could see is very sophisticated CCTV camera technology being introduced, motion sensor technology, and even possibly sensors embedded in the ground around perimeter fencing, because it seems that BAA has relied a lot on foot patrols and car patrols, both inside and outside the perimeter fence. They might have to step up a gear technologically following this.
Terminal 5 is the first new terminal at Heathrow since Terminal 4 in 1986. Will this extra terminal end the horrible experience that Heathrow passengers have been having to endure for so long?
The Heathrow hassle is created by many factors, one of which is the fact that Heathrow, both runways at Heathrow are full, 98.5% full. So in that sense, no, it's not going to create much difference. But if you, as anyone who's been through Heathrow knows, those terminals are terribly crowded, dingy, poorly lit. They're not very attractive places to be in. Terminal 5 really is a step change from that. It's a modern facility. It's very spacious. You can play a couple of rugby games in the entrance hall alone. So it's, it will improve the Heathrow experience for people who use it undoubtedly.
Well, last time I used Heathrow, BA lost my baggage. Will Terminal 5 make that a rarer occurrence?
BA have said that they expect baggage losses to halve over the next year at Heathrow with this new super-duper baggage system that they have installed at the at Terminal 5. And I've seen this system in operation. They've been testing it non-stop for months. Thousands and thousands of bags have been going around in an endless circle to make sure that this machinery doesn't break, because you know, one of the major problems at Heathrow has been this old baggage system breaking down in the other terminals. They're very confident that this is going to mean that instead of 26 out of every 1,000 bags going missing, you'll see at most 13 out of every 1,000 bags going missing at BA from now on.
And BA is the only carrier operating from Terminal 5. How does BA plan to cut delays?
It's going to introduce quite a radical idea. If you arrive at the security gate with less than 35 minutes to go before your flight leaves, you can't get on the flight. You'll be directed to a booking desk and you will be very politely told that you will be placed on the next available flight. BA says that this will inconvenience some passengers, as it, you know, the perennial latecomers might struggle with it. But BA says it means their flights will be much more punctual, because as well as missing bags, BA has a terrible punctuality record, mainly because of late flights departing from Heathrow.
This week, the Chancellor, Alistair Darling, trumpeted his budget as Labour's greenest to date. What effect will today's expansion of Heathrow have on UK carbon emissions?
Heathrow is already full, so it's not going to necessarily lead to more flights from Heathrow, but it's symbolic. The government has sanctioned the expansion of Heathrow as a policy. This is one of the consequences of it.
How long before we see terminals 6 and 7?
if BAA get their way, then, and indeed if government policy is implemented by BAA, we're going to see Terminal 6 and a third runway by 2020.
Dan Milmo. And there's more on Terminal 5 today at guardian.co.uk/transport. For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.